Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Monday, May 17th. Counting today, we're 15 total days away from the end of the 87th legislative session on May 31st. Between now and then are several key deadlines. In 6 days, the House can no longer pass Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions out of their committees, and in just 9 days, the overall House can no longer consider Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions on second reading calendars. After these dates, the remaining bills will primarily be the ones by which conference committees were appointed to reconcile the differences between the House and Senate versions, or bills that had previously passed the House and that just passed the Senate and have come back over. We've spent a lot of time discussing the House's reluctance to consider House Bill 1399 by State Representative Matt Krause recently. Ultimately, that bill died sitting on a calendar late last week. If you recall, this was a bill that would have prohibited a physician from conducting gender transition surgeries or administering puberty blockers. It was also a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas's. Over the weekend, the Senate put Senate Bill 1311 by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood, on their intent calendar, meaning that it has the ability to be brought up by the overall Senate here imminently. Though it's not exactly the same as Krause's bill, it does take it a little further to also prohibit physicians who conduct these kinds of surgeries or administer these puberty blockers from being able to obtain insurance. It also requires the Texas Medical Board to revoke the licenses of some of these same physicians that participate in these treatments. What's notable about all of this is that the Senate had previously passed Senate Bill 1646 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock, which instead of prohibiting physicians from conducting these treatments, it would instead add to the definition of child abuse parents that pursue them. It passed the Senate in late April, and it's been sitting in the House Public Health Committee since May 3rd. It's unclear whether the Senate has the intent to act on this bill by Senator Bob Hall soon and send it to the House, who notably would have to act on either Hall's bill, Senate Bill 1311, or Perry's bill, Senate Bill 1646, by Saturday in order for it to be considered in time. An emergency priority of Governor Abbott's is currently stalled in conference committee. House Bill 5 by State Representative Trent Ashby, a Republican from Lufkin, is related to the expansion of broadband services to rural or underserved areas of the state. We've spoken about this bill previously on the show. It's passed both legislative chambers now, and it's currently in conference committee where they're hoping to iron out some of the differences. In the House, you may recall an amendment by State Representative Jeff Kaysen was added that would have prioritized internet service providers who block internet pornography as a default. That amendment was stripped off by the Senate sponsor of the overall bill, State Senator Robert Nichols, a Republican from Jacksonville. You can find out more about this issue on our website. The House State Affairs Committee voted out Senate Bill 10 by State Senator Paul Betancourt, a Republican from Houston, early Friday morning last week. They voted out by a vote of 8 in favor and 5 against. This bill passed the Senate as a ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying specific to city and county governments. Supposedly, the new committee substitute that just passed out of the House State Affairs Committee expands that prohibition to other local jurisdictions as well. This is a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's, and the statewide ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying is a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 1 p.m. today. They've got a few important bills on their calendar today to include some legislative priorities of the Republican Party of Texas. Senate Bill 155 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock, is up today. It was previously postponed from last week when it was taken up in place of House Bill 2339 by State Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth. This bill would use the existing jury disqualification list to verify residency and citizenship of those seeking to register to vote. Notably, when it was brought up last week on May 13th, a point of order was called and it was eventually withdrawn, forcing them to postpone the bill. When the bill passed the Senate in early April, it did so strictly along partisan lines. It's a priority of the Republican Party of Texas in relation to election integrity. Senate Bill 581 by State Senator Paul Betancourt, a Republican from Houston, is up today as well. This bill would limit the authority of a property owner's association to regulate the display of religious items by a property owner themselves. This is a Republican Party of Texas priority in relation to religious freedom. It passed the Senate unanimously in early April. It will be laid out today by State Representative Mike Schofield, a Republican from Katy. The overall Senate will convene at 2 p.m. today. They've got several added bills to their intent calendar, to include Senate Bill 917 by State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola. This bill is related to advanced directives. Specifically, the bill would extend the existing 10-day rule to that of 90 days for that of a physician to provide treatment for anyone that is subject to an advanced directive. You may recall the story of baby Tinsley and her battle with the 10-day rule back in November of 2019. You can find out more about that story on our website. State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood, has a few bills that have been added to the intent calendar as well. These include Senate Bill 1313, which would allow for individuals to refuse immunization and testing and instead choose self-quarantining, as well as to decline medical treatment on behalf of their children. He also has Senate Bill 1489, requiring the Department of State Health Services to make information readily available on how to fortify your own person's immune systems as a line of defense against COVID-19, instead of them just focusing on wearing a mask and social distancing. The Senate State Affairs Committee is meeting today to discuss House Bill 3979 by State Representative Steve Toth, a Republican from the Woodlands. This is the anti-critical race theory bill that passed the House earlier last week after hours of debate and several added amendments. Several of those amendments, which some activists worry, potentially watered down the effectiveness of the overall bill. The committee will also be hearing House Bill 3046 by State Representative Mays Middleton, a Republican from Galveston. This bill would require the Texas Attorney General to issue a monthly report identifying certain rules that are adopted by federal government agencies in response to a presidential executive order, one that maybe violates the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. And then in turn, it prohibits state agencies and political subdivisions from cooperating with a federal government agency to enforce any rules deemed unconstitutional. This bill originally passed the House on May 5th with 50 Democrat lawmakers voting against it. Expect that the next 2 weeks will be a gradual buildup to the impending deadlines for Senate bill consideration in the House as both legislative chambers begin horse trading behind the scenes to ensure that their priorities make it out in time. The horse trading can take the form of many things, to include abrupt amendment consideration and odd voting habits as some legislators potentially trade away their support or opposition to ensure that other things are moving in the legislative process. Well, that's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. If you want to know about specific bills I talked about on the show, make sure to check out our show notes page. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @opinionatedk. I'll see you tomorrow. Y'all take care.